writing, along with any other agreements that you and the broker and their firm agree to in order to protect you. Picking out how much you want to invest. Finally, before we move into talking about some of the different swing trading platforms that you can work with, we need to discuss some of the basics of about how much you are going to invest in your account. Since we have already discussed the importance of working with an investment account rather than trying to do the trading on margin, you will need to decide how much money you would like to put into your account. First, talk with your brokerage firm and decide how much you need to put in to meet their requirements. Some brokerage firms will ask you to spend a certain amount or keep a certain amount in your accounts at all times in order to trade. If your chosen firm has that kind of requirement, then make sure that you put in at least that much. Putting in more is up to your discretion. If there isn't a requirement for a minimum, it is best to start out by putting in an amount that you are comfortable losing. No one hopes to lose money on any of their trades, but it does happen, especially when you are a beginner. Putting in just the amount that you would be willing to lose if something goes wrong can help to reduce the amount of risk that you are taking on. Getting started with swing trading can be exciting. This is a fun type of trading that moves quickly and can help you to earn a good profit in a short amount of time, but still doesn't require you to spend all day on the computer watching how the trade is going. By following some of the tips above, you will be all prepared to take on some of your first trades with this strategy. Chapter 10, The Basics of Swing Trading Platforms. Before you are able to start trading, whether you decide to do the trading full-time or part-time, there are a few tools that you will need to make the trading easier. First, you must make sure that you open an account and that you do it with a broker. Your broker will then be able to supply you with an online order execution platform. You will need to take the time to learn how to use it, but you will find that most of them are easy to learn to use. Fortunately, there are many brokers and stock trading platform options available that make it easy for you to do your trades online. But the choices that you have with brokerages will often depend on the country that you are living in at the time. If you don't already have your own trading account that is active, you should do a search online in order to find reviews of the brokers available in your area. Some of the things that you will need to consider when picking out a broker include the type of account, the commissions and fees that the brokerage charges, and the platforms and tools that they offer. Let's take a look at some of the factors now. Type of account. The first decision that you must make is whether you want to open an investment account or a margin account. Margin accounts do allow you to borrow against the equity that is present in the account. This is great for allowing you to make bigger investments with the money that you have. This is going to require some additional paperwork, and not every brokerage account will offer this option. If you want to trade with a margin account, you need to search around to find a company that will do this with you. If you want to work with an investment account, you will have many more options when it comes to the brokers that you want to use. This also includes less risk for your trades and can help you make smarter investment decisions. But no matter which account you choose to work with, make sure to research your options and then find the broker who will work the best for you. Commissions and fees. The costs to trading are usually going to be right at the top of mind for an investor when it comes to them purchasing and selling stocks. If you do several of these trades during the day, you will find that the costs add up quickly. Since you are a swing trader and will be doing quite a few of these trades, you want to make sure that you get the best deals when it comes to the commission that you pay. Being able to compare the commissions for each broker can be confusing. Some are going to offer a flat fee for each trade, and this can range between $5 and $35 depending on what you are doing and the company you choose and how many trades you do each month. Sometimes you will be able to get a discount based on doing a minimum number of trades for the month. There are also some brokers who are able to charge a fee based on the number of shares that you purchase or sell, and there will be a minimum charge that you will see. For example, they may charge 0.5 cent per share, but you have to do a $1 minimum for your trades. If you purchased 1,000 shares, you would have to pay $5 in commissions, and then there are some brokerages that charge an activity fee or other fees based on the services and tools that you can take advantage of. Platforms and tools. The trading platforms that you can use are going to be different based on the brokerage that you choose. Some are going to offer different amounts and levels of services depending on how much you will pay. To do swing trading, you will want a platform that offers real-time quotes and a straightforward order process that does the trades right away to keep you up to date and to ensure that you don't miss out on the prices that you want. This is also ideal if you are able to pick out a platform that can give you real-time charting, one that can give you at least a bit of help with technical analysis, and one that can provide you with information such as research reports, analyst ratings, and financial data. These features may vary based on the strategy that you want to use. Some of the things that you should look for when it comes to picking out the brokerage and the platform that you want to use include research. There are some platforms out there that will provide some reports that are exclusive to their subscribers. Much of the research that you will need, though, is available for free online. This is a nice feature if it is offered, but not one that you should base your decision from. Investment offerings. Some brokers will differ on the funds and securities that will allow you to trade with them. Most are going to have a good range to work with. If you have a particular security you are interested in, go ahead and search for that with every brokerage you are considering. Education. Some brokerages will offer you tutorials and other educational options for how to do the trading and how to use the platform. This can make things easier when you are first getting started. Mobile access. This is another one of those nice things to have and can be useful if you happen to be on a go a lot and still want to be able to monitor your trades. It is definitely a positive if a brokerage you are looking at provides this service. Scanning tools. When you are looking for a platform, you want to have options that scan for the best purchasing opportunities. You don't necessarily need a real-time scanner if you choose to go a different way, but it can be helpful. There are also some great free online scanning tools that you can implement as well if you choose. Alerts. The brokerage that you choose should provide an alert service. This is something that will send an email or a text to you when events occur. For example, if you're waiting for a good entry price for a stock, you could set up the account to send you an alert about this so you can act quickly when needed without missing out on a great opportunity. Getting started with your first trades in swing trading doesn't need to be difficult. Sometimes the most important thing is to pick out which brokerage and platform you want to work with, figuring out what fees they like to charge, and then putting your money into the account. From there, you can decide on the strategy you want to work with and start out with your first trades. Chapter 11. How to assess the risks of each trade. No matter how many safeguards you put in place with your trading, you will find that there is going to be some risks, and since you are working with swing trading, you will find that there are even risks with this kind of trading than with some of the other options due to the smaller time frame for the trading. Being able to manage your risks in an effective manner can make a big difference in how successful all of your trades will be. There are four main things that you can do in order to help you limit your risks and protect your capital, and they include: learn how to properly assess the risk and the reward of each trade. Set up your stops and your targets. Manage the dollar side of each trade. Maintain a journal that has all of your trading activities to help measure your performance and find ways to improve it in the future. Assessing the risk and the reward for each trade. The first thing that you need to focus on with each of your trades is how to manage your risk. The objective here is not to buy and sell stocks, it is to make a profit in the stock market. Your broker is the only winner if you just go in and randomly buy and sell stocks in the market without any thought of how you are going to do this. Your job as a trader is to learn how to manage both your risk and your account. Whenever you click on the buy or sell button, you will expose your money to the risk of loss. Figuring out how to limit this a little bit can make a big difference how much you can earn. A trader who is unsuccessful will likely look at an entry and then only think about the profit they will make on that trade. But a trader who is successful is always going to consider the upside and the downside with any trade they choose. So they are going to think about how much of a risk they are going to have if they take a loss. It is all about comparing the amount of risk that you are going to take to the reward that you are hoping to get from that trade. To help you get a good trade set up, you should expect to get at least 2 times the reward when you compare to the risk that you plan to take. If you can get this number higher up, the reward is even better. If you can use this strategy with your trading, you will find that you can be successful even when you end up being wrong a few times. Let's take a look at the good setup for this kind of trading and how we are able to assess what the risk will be when it is compared to the reward. On February 11th, a trader is looking at the chart of ETF XBI and notices that there is a nice setup for them to purchase some shares or for them to go along. The basic principles of why this would be a good trade will be discussed a bit later. While looking at the charts for this trade, the trader would determine that if they went long on XBI at $87.50 a share, they would risk about $1 a share. At about $86.50 level, the low close of a recent price move, the swing trader would consider the trade a failure, and they would then sell the position for a loss if this did happen. For the reward, they are hoping that the XBI stock is going to reach $91 per share or the prior open of resistance. This can help them earn $3.50 a share for this one. This means that in this scenario, the risk is $1 a share, but the reward is a potential $3.50 a share. This ends up being a very good risk to reward ratio. If the reward only ended up being 75 cents a share, then it is best to look for another option since the risk is too high for that trade. Setting your stops and targets. Now that we have a little better idea of the concept of risk to reward, the next thing that we need to take a look at is how to pull all of this into action. The stop loss is very important no matter what kind of trading you work with, but it becomes even more important when you are working with swing trading and you want to preserve your capital. As a successful trader, or someone who is hoping to become successful, you need to see this stop loss as your best friend. Any trading system or strategy will end up with losses at some point. A trader who is successful will accept these losses and then they will be able to walk away from a trade that didn't make them a profit. Once you have gone through and done a complete assessment of a trade, and you have figured out that the potential reward is at least 2 times the risks, you will then push the right buttons to complete the trade. Once the trade is started, your capital is now going to be at risk, and the best way to protect it is to set the stop loss price. This stop point is going to be the price level where you determine that the trade is going against your predictions, and you want to make sure that you don't lose too much. The place you put this stop loss is going to depend on the trading strategy that you choose to go with, but it basically will help you go with a small loss rather than the potential big loss that could happen. The stop loss is a good way to keep your ego and your emotions out of the game. You have to learn as a trader that the market is right, even if it is going against the predictions that you make. You can't control the market. You can only try to predict where it will go. If you are sitting there rationalizing the trade or looking for some justification on why the market isn't moving the way that you want it to, then emotions have gotten in the way and you are in trouble. Managing the size of the trade. The next thing that we need to take a look at is how to manage and control how much of your available capital you are going to invest in one particular trade. Even with a great strategy and a lot of planning, there are going to be times when you have winning trades and times when you have losing trades. This is why it is important to never overcommit your capital on one trade, or you may work yourself out of the market. Many experienced traders will use a rule of thumb that says that for one trade, you should not risk more than 2% of your capital. This means that if you put $20,000 in your account, then you shouldn't risk more than $400 on the trade. Let's look at an example of how this would work. Let's assume that you want to work with a stock that is trading at $10 for each share. You are looking at the price, and it seems like the movements are going to go higher. You want to enter here because it looks like the price is going to head up to $10.75, where it will then find some price resistance. There is also some price support at $9.75, which means that you won't lose a lot of money on the trade either. This helps you to figure out how much reward-to-risk ratio you are dealing with, and in this case, you are going to find that the reward is 3 times as high as the risk. Once you figure this out, the next thing to consider is how much you should purchase the stock. In other words, how much money should you put into the trade? Going with the same example where you have $20,000 total capital, you shouldn't risk more than $400. Here's a stop loss placed at 25 cents per share below the entry of $10. You wouldn't want to purchase more than 1,600 shares. With this method, if you do get stopped out, you will only lose $400 at most on that trade. Of course, you don't want to end up losing anything on the trade if you can help it. You want to make a prediction that the cost will go up and that you can enjoy a nice profit in the process. But this is a good way to protect yourself and limit the risk to your investment. If you went through and didn't put in a stop loss or you invested more than 2%, you would end up losing a ton of money if you made a lot of investments. Maintaining a trading journal. The final thing that you should consider doing is maintaining a trading journal that will talk about the different trades that you have done. You can do this online or keep a paper copy nearby. When you are done with one trade, make sure to write down what happened during that trade, what strategy you used, what was going on in the market, and how much you spent and more. This is a step that a lot of people like to skip, but it can really help you out later. The more details that you can add into it, the better it is. If you ever get stuck with one of your trades or you aren't sure how to handle one situation or another, you can refer back to this journal and see what advice it has. You may be surprised that after a particularly hard situation in a different trade, you can look back in this journal and find the answers that you need. Chapter 12, The Biggest Rules to Follow in Swing Trading. Swing trading can take some time to master. It is easier to work with compared to working with day trading, but it is much harder and requires a lot of patience and time commitment compared to working with some of the longer-term investments that you can choose. Despite this extra work, there is the potential for you to make a big profit with limited risk if you follow the right rules. This chapter will take some time to look at some of the rules that you need to see success when it comes to swing trading. Align the trade with the market. When you are trying to figure out what trades to do, you always need to take a look at what the market is doing. The market is not going to behave in the manner that you would like it, so you need to learn how the market is about to behave and then pick your trades to go with that. The overall direction the market will take will be measured through the S&P 500. These trends will provide you with some context for making your short-term trades. Remember that short-term trades will be a bit different than you will find with long-term trends, and look at how the market will behave in the next few weeks is more important than worrying about how the market will do over the next few years. However, you also do need to pay some attention to the trends that happen over the long term with swing trading. These trends will often show up again and again for a particular stock, and taking a look at them can help to increase your potential profit. Yes, it is important to take a look at the short term and see what is going on with the market to see if anything is about to change, and then trade along with that trend. The more you can look at the charts, both long term and short term, the more you will be able to make some good decisions on your trades. Short weakness and long strength. You should not avoid or fight off the tape once you figure out what the overall trend is. You need to look at the charts to find long trades that will work during periods of bullishness. And then, when you are dealing with periods of bearishness, you need to find the right short trades. These trends will help you to get results that you would like when it comes to successful swing trading. Enter at the beginning rather than the end. One mistake that some beginners will make is that they will try and enter the trend near the end of it, rather than catching the trend at the beginning. This will limit some of the money that you can make if you wait too long to enter into a trend. Of course, it is much better to get into the market at some time for the trend before it goes down, because you will be able to make some money, but the earlier you can get into the trend, the more money you can make. When looking at the charts, it is important to look for early signs of the change. The earlier you can see these trends, the less risk you will take with swing trading, and the bigger the profits you will make. This means that you have to be active. Trends can go quickly, and if you are not careful about what is going on in the market, and you are not looking at the market averages, you will end up missing out on some trends and will miss out on some money, or even lose money. Looking at the overall market averages on your charts will help out with this. When you look at the market averages, you will sometimes see that the stocks have been oversold or overbought. When this has happened, it means that it is likely that they will turn around again soon. If the trend looks like it is about to reverse, you can jump in, get the stock for a good price, and sell it over the next few weeks when things start to go back up. You need to get some of your own indicators in place to figure out when these trends are about to happen. The volatility index, the put-call ratio, and the arms index are good tools. You will be able to see through these methods when the market is testing a major zone of resistance and support, and it can help you to predict what will happen in the future. On the other hand, looking at moving averages, crossovers, and trend lines will make you fall behind. These are just going to confirm that a trend is happening, and by the time you see them and join in on a trade, it may be too late to make any money. These tools can help you determine if you made a good decision along the way, but if you are relying solely on them, you will miss out. Never trade on one technical concept. When swing trading, things will change on a frequent basis. You need to work with trading quickly, picking up one trade and then selling it within a few weeks. You do not get the benefit of staying with the market for a very long time, or you are missing out on the profits you can make. Relying on just one technical concept will lead you to do a lot of trouble along the way. In most cases, the highly profitable trades will occur when you can find at least two, but more is much better, technical tools to send you the same message. There are times when several of your tools will show the same indicators, and this means that the stock will rise or fall sharply in the very near future. This is great news for you. The more indicators that show the same information, the more likely that the trend is about to occur and that you will make a large profit in the process. However, there are times when one indicator will show that a trend is about to occur. If you only look at that one indicator, you may find out after entering the trade that it is wrong. You want to have at least a few indicators in place to help you make your decisions. The best opportunities for swing trading will show up in at least a few indicators, and when you get three or more of these to show up with the same message over a two-day or three-day period, this will increase your profitability. Enter the trade with a good plan. There are a lot of different strategies and plans you can go with. Many of them can be successful when it comes to swing trading, but you do need to pick out a good one and stick with it. One of the worst things that a beginner can do is to get started with a strategy, see that it is maybe not doing as well as they had hoped, and then skipping over to a new strategy right in the middle of their trade. This is setting yourself up for failure, and you are more likely to lose money with this method than any other. It is fine to switch out the types of strategies that you want to use if you find one that is not best for you, but you must make sure that you pick out a strategy and use it for the whole time of your trade. Even if the trade is not going the way that you would like, stick with the strategy. This will limit your risks, and you will learn more from the experience in the long run. If a strategy is not the right one for you, simply switch to a different one the next time. Try to work the odds. You are not able to make the market work the way you would like. The market will behave however it would like. There are a lot of different people who are in the market, and the swing trading will only take place over a few days. You need to learn how to work with the market rather than trying to influence it. It is never a good idea to risk a dollar just so you can make a dime. You have to pick out smart trades, trades that will lower your risks as much as possible while making your high profits. There will be some trades that may promise a lot of money if you try them, but the risk is so high that you are likely to lose all of your investment plus more without making anything. The best trades that you can do are ones that will provide you with a strong profit if you make the right type of decision, but where you can limit your losses as much as possible if you are wrong. The profits may not be as big as some of the trades that you can make, but it ensures that you will not lose out on all your investment either. Learn to control the emotions a little bit. The most important thing that you can do when you get into swing trading is learning how to keep your emotions out of the game. This is important no matter which investment you choose, but it is especially important when you are working with some of the short-term investments. Once your emotions get into the mix, it is a lot harder to make smart decisions and smart trades that will lead to profits. If you let your emotions get into the mix, you are likely to make poor trading decisions. You will make decisions that will lead you to lose money. You will stay in the market too long, hoping to earn more money or hoping that you can recover some of your losses. Basically, when you start letting the emotions get into the mix, you are risking your money and you will end up losing out on all of your hard work. For those who are not able to think through their decisions critically, who are not able to keep their emotions out of the trades that they will do, it is much better to just stay out of the market completely. Swing trading needs some fast decision making and the help of a lot of research. If you are not able to do this without all the emotions, you will fail in the long run. Do your trading with a consistent group of stocks. When you first get started with day trading, it is pretty easy to jump around between stocks. You may find one that looks good and then want to jump to another once the trade is all done. There is nothing wrong with following the action, but it is always best to have your core stocks that you track on a regular basis and learn how they work. Having a few regular stocks is a great way to see regular success with swing trading. These regular stocks will allow you to learn about the market better and can save a lot of time researching. You will have time to learn how the stocks work and understand how they have performed in the past and are likely to perform in the future. It takes some of the work out of it all when you can stick with a few core stocks over the long term. Of course, there is nothing wrong going with a new stock on occasion if you see some big trends that are coming up. This can be a great way to increase your profit, especially if you have been in the market for some time. But chasing after those new stocks can take up a lot of work. Learn as much about your core stocks as possible, and you will save a lot of work, reduce your risk, and increase your profits. Everyone will spend time working with different methods and strategies when it comes to swing trading. And even with different methods, it is possible to see many people make a profit. If you follow some of these rules and learn how to pick the right strategy, you will see some great results when it comes to swing trading. Chapter 13, Forex Swing Trading with Elliott Wave. While assessing the Forex market for swing trade opportunities, the attention is put on foreseeing directional changes or continuations for a given currency pair. For this, we depend on technical analysis. In technical analysis, similarly as in fundamental analysis, there are slacking pointers and driving markers. A standout amongst the most solid apparatuses used to foresee Forex market swings is Elliott Wave Analysis. Elliott Wave Analysis can be utilized to distinguish patterns and countertrends, pattern continuation or weariness, and to assess the potential value of focuses on a trend. You can apply Elliott Wave Analysis to both long and short position swing trade setups for your currency pairs. Elliott Wave Hypothesis is named after Ralph Nelson Elliott, who reasoned that the markets moved in a monotonous example of waves. He credited this activity to the mass psychology of the market. Elliott presumed that the market's development was an immediate after effect of the mass psychology of the time and that the stock market is a fractal. A fractal is an item that is a comparable fit as a fiddle, yet as various scales. An incredible case of a fractal in nature is a stalk of broccoli. The stalk and the individual branches appear to be identical, simply the branches are littler in scale. Fractals happen to shape as per Fibonacci proportions. Is this an occurrence? Elliott qualities this mass mental move to the human characteristic of crowding. Even though Elliott's speculations depended on stock market value developments, it has been connected to assessing presidential endorsements, appraisals, and design pattern changes too. The end, the market value activities are not the reason for financial development or back off, yet the impression of the mass psychology of speculators. If the disposition of the contributing open is playful, at that point a bull market results. This is counter to what most individuals see, that because there is a bull market, the state of mind of the contributing open is energetic. Elliott Wave designs pursue an arrangement that the markets climb in a progression of three waves and down in a sequence of two waves. This three-wave drive and two-waves restive arrangement structure the establishment of the five-wave motivation design. The inverse is valid in a downtrend. The Elliott Wave counts are as per the following. Wave 1, short covering. Wave 2, pullback from short covering. Wave 3, major rally phase. Wave 4, institution pause in the rally. Wave 5, retail buying. Wave 1 is typically the weakest of the drive waves. It is a concise rally dependent on the short covering of the bears from the past move down. At the point when Wave 1 is finished, the currency pair auctions, making Wave 2. Wave 2 closes when the market neglects to make new lows. You regularly observe prevailing inversion designs structure toward the finish of this wave, flagging the being of the rally stage or Wave 3. Wave 3 is the longest and most grounded of the drive waves. This stable sign currency is purchasing or selling toward the pattern. This pattern begins typically gradually, however will in general quicken as it breaks to new highs over the highest point of Wave 1. Like any pattern, particularly a solid pattern, an amendment will happen. Traders will start to take profits and the currency pair will backtrack. This flags the start of wave four. Again, the currency pair will rally, introducing the wave five rally. Wave five is commonly upheld by the retail traders and not institutional purchasers, the group, and will in general come up short on the energy produced in the wave three rally. This makes dissimilarity that can be effectively estimated on any technical oscillator. After the currency pair breaks to new highs over the past wave three high, the rally loses steam and changes pattern. This pattern change can result in either another five-wave motivation design or a restorative in nature. Since we know what the Elliott wave analysis is, how might a currency trade utilizing this analysis resemble similarly, for instance? Hope to wave five as the most dependably tradable drive wave. The trade sets up as pursues, search for the Elliott oscillator to pull back somewhere in the range of 90% and 140% of the wave three high on a day-by-day diagram. This pullback ought to relate to a 38% to 62% Fibonacci retracement from the wave two augmentation. This flag is the most grounded when the Fibonacci retracement is between 38% to half. Like any technical analysis device, you never need to utilize a pointer as an independent analysis device. A trigger and an affirming marker are required also. Search for a trigger in light examples, for example, Hammurabi, tweezers, or Hammurabi cross. There is an assortment of programming bundles on the market that perform Elliott wave checks and have other section flag pointers too. Draw a relapse channel on the wave 4 retracement and search for a break above or underneath the channel as affirmation to enter the trade. Spot stops at the high of the wave 1 advance just underneath the 38% Fibonacci retracement level or where your individual exchanging plan directs. Trail your stops once the currency pair has progressed past the wave 3 high. Search for inversion light examples like doji, hammers, meteorites, or balancing keeps an eye on for signs that the wave is going to end or slow down. A commonplace value target is 127% retracement of the wave 4 low. This is only a look at how Elliott wave analysis can be conveyed to upgrade your Forex swing trade assessments. Look more into the Elliott wave hypothesis and different systems as devices for expanding your Forex swing trade opportunities. Chapter 14, How to Analyze Stock Charts and How Do These Charts Work. For many of the strategies that we are going to discuss in this guidebook, you will need to be able to go through and analyze stock charts. These charts can provide you with a lot of information on how the market and an individual security are doing at that time, and you can use them to make smart decisions about the way that you trade. This chapter is going to take some time to show you the different parts of these stock charts and teach you how to read them for your own swing trades. Identify the trend line. When you look at a stock chart, you will notice a line that goes up and down for the stock. This is going to show where the stock is and where it has been over a certain period of time that you are looking alike. While this one is pretty simple, we need to point out a few things to help you see what this line is about. First, understand that all stocks, even ones that are strong and doing well, take huge dives and huge climbs throughout their lifespan. It is important to realize that this is normal and you shouldn't work on your emotions because this could lead you away from some great stocks that are only having a temporary downturn for a little time. You shouldn't react to huge gains or large drops. The trend line should lead you to dig a bit further into the stock. Realize that sometimes a downturn in the stock isn't always a bad thing. For example, Apple had really great stock growth from 2009 to 2012, but from 2012 to 2013, there was a big decrease. Does this mean that the company was failing? No. There was just some different things going on in the company that led to a lower perception of them and made it harder for them to make as big of profits. Steve Jobs retired during that time, and Apple Incorporated tried to expand into other markets where it was just too expensive to compete. These things were easy for the company to overcome as they made some changes afterward. Good investors who dug a little bit deeper and saw these temporary issues may have jumped on the stock during that time when it was at a low price and then saw it grow and give them a lot of profit as time went on and Apple was able to recover. Look for the resistance and support lines. Once you've had some time to take a look at the trend line, it is time to look for the lines of resistance and support. These are the levels where a stock is going to stay between within a given period of time. The level of support is a price that the stock is unlikely to drop below unless some big news happens to come out and causes the stock to go even lower. Then, there is the level of resistance, which is the level that the stock is unlikely to go above, at least for a little period of time. Knowing these two points can help you to make some important decisions when it comes to your trades. It can also help you determine your risk-to-reward ratio when you are deciding whether to enter into a trade or not. Even if the stock or security ends up staying within that range, these levels can make it easier for you to get profits from your trades. If you are watching the news or paying attention to the market, you will learn how to stop when a breakout is going to occur. This is when the price of that security will go either below the support line or above the resistance line. You want to watch out for those and pay attention to them to help you make the right decisions for your trade. Of course, there can be some times when these numbers are going to change and the lines won't stay the same. If a major change occurs or a big news announcement is made with the company, then these lines can change. In addition, the resistance and support levels are not going to stay the same forever. If you want the stock for a longer period of time, you will see that these two lines are going to move as the stock prices change as well. Since you are working with swing trading, you are only looking at a small area of time, so the resistance and support lines are probably going to be a good thing to watch out for. You should be able to see that the stock stays within that range for at least a few days, and you can certainly purchase when the stock price gets to the support level and then sell when the stock gets too close to or at above the resistant levels. Know when the dividend and stock splits occur. When you are looking at the charts for these stocks, you will be able to see if, as well as when, the company was able to issue a dividend. You can also check if there was ever a stock split. A dividend is going to occur when the company or the board of directors more likely decides to hand out some of its earnings to the shareholders. This is only going to happen if the company earned enough profits to cover all of its debts and obligations and then still has some left over. If you own these stocks, you will earn a bit of the profit. Some companies are going to issue dividends and some don't. Some people want to earn dividends on the investment and will search out these kinds of companies. But as a swing trader, you won't hold the position long enough for it to really matter, so you don't need to look for these. There is also a time when there may be a stock split. This is a move that is done strategically by the board of directors of the company where they decide to issue out more shares of stock to the public. For example, 1 year, Apple did a 7-to-1 stock split. That means for every share of stock that you owned before the split, you now have 7 of them. If you owned 100 shares before the split, you would now own 700. When this happens, the value of the company isn't going to change, but the price of the share might. Companies will often do this if they find that their price isn't in line with competitors so that they are able to attract some of the smaller investors to come into the company since the share of the price is going to decrease. When this kind of split occurs, you will find that it shows in the stock chart as well. Many times, when this kind of split happens, there are going to be more people who are willing to invest. It is usually going to be a good company that does a stock split, and more people are willing to come on board because the share price goes down. This decreases the demand and can help increase the overall share price that is there Knowing this can be important when you take a look at the stocks that you want to invest in. Understanding the trading volumes historically for a security. When you look at the very bottom of a chart, you may see that there are a lot of small vertical lines. These are going to be the trend of the volumes at which the stock is traded. These volumes are good to know, but they definitely shouldn't be the only determining factor when you are trying to decide whether to purchase a stock or not. Usually, these volumes are going to increase when there is any major news, whether good or bad, about a company. When you notice that the volumes are increasing, you will also notice that this can cause a shift in the price of the stock, and this shift is going to happen quickly. It is important to remember, though, that it is not a good idea to assume that there is a correlation between the stock price and its trading volume. However, it is good to know that the volumes have been in the past and what they are doing now before you make any decisions. Knowing the history of a particular stock can be a great way to figure out whether it is going to be in the same way as it did in the past and whether it is a good idea for you to enter into the market or stay away from it for now. In some cases, the stock may go against its historical values because there is some big news released about the company at that time. This means that historical data isn't the only thing that you should take a look at when working on your trades. You need to spend some time digging deeper to figure out what is the best trade, but the historical data can certainly give you a good starting point and can add to your research as well. These are some of the basics to help you out when reading your own stock charts. Each industry and each stock and security will have their own charts, so learning how to read them early on can be a great asset. Once you have taken the time to master these techniques, you should be able to analyze the historical activity of a stock at a high level. Chapter 15. The top mistakes that beginners make. As a beginner, there are a lot of things that you need to learn to do well with swing trading. Learning all the strategies, learning how to read the charts, and making smart decisions when it comes to picking out stocks to work with can be a challenge. As you are getting used to the whole process, it can take some time and effort, and you are likely to make some mistakes along the way. These mistakes are pretty normal when you are a beginner, but no beginner wants to deal with them. They want to be able to make as much money as possible without losing a lot of money as they start to learn how things work. This chapter focuses on some of the top mistakes that a lot of beginners make and some of the things that you can do to avoid these common mistakes. Let the emotions get in the way. One mistake that almost all beginners will make is that they let their emotions get in the way of their decision making. They see that they are about to lose out on a trade, or they see that the profits will keep reaching a higher value, and they want to stay in the market longer despite what all their research and all their strategy told them before. This will end up disastrous and is one of the leading reasons that beginners lose so much money and end up having to stop at day trading. You need to learn how to keep the emotions out of the game. If you are a highly emotional person, swing trading is not going to be the best option for you to try out because things can change in an instant. The good news is that there are a few techniques that you can use to help keep the emotions out of the game so you can reduce your risk and increase your chances of profit. First, make sure that you use stop points and that you stick with them. These stop points will ensure that you enter and exit the trade at the right times to either limit your losses or to help limit the risk that you have while gaining a profit. They aren't always foolproof, but if you stick with them, you are less likely to have issues later on. Picking a good strategy, asking for advice, and really doing your research before you begin are all good ways to ensure that you can keep the emotions out of your trading. Forget to use stop points. The stop points will be so important when you start out as a swing trader. These points will tell you when to get out of the market, whether the market is going up or down, and can reduce your risk. You need to have a stop loss point, which is the point you will get out of the market if you lose so much money and you need to stop profit point, which is where you will get out of the market once you earn a certain profit. Both of these are important to ensure you cut down on your risk and that you make as much money as possible in the process. For the stop loss point, you are figuring out how much money you are comfortable with losing in the market. Once the market goes down to this point, you need to get out. It is highly likely that the markets will keep going down, and if you don't get out at your stop loss point, you will potentially lose a lot of money in the process. This takes the emotions out of the game. You simply see that the stop point was reached and cut your losses until the next trade. You also need to have a stop point for the profits that you want to earn. This may seem silly because you want to earn as much profit as you possibly can with each trade. But emotions can come into play here again too. Without the stop point, you may end up staying in the market too long and make some costly mistakes. The market can turn around just as quickly as it went up, and if you are still in the market, you may lose all of your earnings instead of gaining anything. For this stop point, figure out what you can realistically make on the trade. Where do you think the market for your stock will go over the next few days based on the trend that you're setting? Put the stop point there, and then as soon as the market reaches that point, you will take your earnings and withdraw from the market. Putting in more money than you can afford to lose. With any investment that you work with, you need to be careful about the losses that you are dealing with. If you take on too much risk, you will end up losing all your money and never getting a chance to give it another try. Coming up with a good risk-to-reward ratio will help to limit your losses, but you also must make sure that you never put in more than you are willing to lose. A good place to start is to put some savings behind for your swing trades. Never use money that you would need for rent, food, and other necessities. The second you do this, you bring the emotions into the game, and you are more likely to lose it all. Starting a savings account right now with the money you can use for swing trading allows you to have a little cushion without having to eat up all of the money you need for other things. When you are using the extra money rather than money that you really need elsewhere, you are ensuring that you will spend it wisely. You won't stay in a trade too long in the hopes of recovering that money. No one wants to lose money along the way when they are trading, but it is much easier to cut your losses when it was just a little savings rather than if that money was your rent payment for the month. Not understanding your strategy. If you do not understand the strategy that you are using, it can be impossible for you to get results when you get started with swing trading. Your strategy will outline exactly how you will behave in each trade situation. It will tell you how to look at the charts, how to pick out the stocks, when to enter the market, and when to exit the market. Each strategy has the potential to be successful, but you need to understand the strategy and use it properly. When you get started in swing trading, it is always best to start with a simple strategy. Yes, there are some more complex ones that may sound fun, but since you are already learning about the market and how it works, why add in more complications with a hard strategy? There are a lot of great strategies that are simple and some even designed for the beginner that will make you just as much money as the more complex strategies without all the work. Picking a strategy is really important when it comes to doing well in swing trading. Before you pick one out, make sure to read through all of them and fully understand what you will need to do to make it successful. You want one that is effective and easy to follow, as well as one that you will not want to switch off in the middle of the trade. There is nothing wrong with trying out different strategies to see which one you like the best in between your trades, but if you switch strategies while in the same trade, you are setting yourself up for failure. Not having the right tools. As a trader, you need to have some sense of your own tools in place if you would like to get started with swing trading. This can be a very difficult method when it comes to investing, and without the right tools, you will miss out on some important information that can help you see trends and make smart decisions along the way. The first place to go for some tools is to talk to your broker. Often the broker will have the variety of unique tools that they can give you as part of their fees. If you don't know how to use some of these tools, make sure to ask questions and learn how to make it all work for you, or you'll miss out. You can also bring in some of your own tools to the game as well. Find charts about the market, look online, and ask questions. Remember, the best way to notice a trend is when the same information starts to show up on more than one chart or tool, so always strive to have as many of these tools available as possible. Following others rather than learning your own way. When you first get started, it can be tempting to find a mentor or a group and then just start following along exactly with what they do each time. This is really tempting if you see that they are making a lot of money and you want to join and make that money as well. But in the long run, no one knows the trading style that you like, and there are times when even an advanced mentor will get things wrong. Instead of following along blindly with what someone else tells you, it is better to learn your own way. There is nothing wrong with talking to a mentor and others who have been in the market for some time, but you need to learn your own strategies and methods and how you want to behave in the market. This will help you to stay on track with your trades and will ensure that you don't get misled by others who may not have your best interest at heart. Not cutting your losses. Even the best swing traders will make mistakes at times. They will misread the market. They will try out a new strategy that doesn't work for them, or the market just doesn't behave in the manner that they had hoped. And when this happens, the trader will lose out on their money. As a beginner, it is more likely that you will earn a loss at some point. The important thing is to learn how to cut your losses rather than staying too long in the market. Some beginners will see that they are losing money on one of their trades, and so they will try to regain that money. Even with the market going down and no sign of reversal, they will stay in the market and hope that things will reverse. This is dangerous because it results in you staying in the market way too long, and you will lose out on way too much money in the process. Instead of sticking with a market that is not working in your favor, it is much better to learn how to cut your losses. Pick out an amount that you are comfortable with losing in the market does not go the way that you would like. Put a stop point there and then withdraw from the market as soon as you reach that point. This will help you to limit your losses and can give you more opportunities to try another trade in the future. Using vengeance trading. Vengeance trading is one of the worst things you can do as a new trader. It forces you to make unsafe trading decisions in the hopes of earning some of your money back after a loss. Unfortunately, since you are only thinking about earning your money back and not about the decisions that will help you to limit your risks as a trader, you will end up losing a lot of money in the process. It can be hard if you lose a lot of money on one of your trades. Everyone who gets into swing trading drams about making a lot of money and doing well with this investment. However, as a beginner, there will be times when you make mistakes or the market doesn't behave the way that you would like, and you will lose some money in the process. If you lose money and then start becoming desperate to make that money back again, you will let your emotions get in the way. While it is normal to want to lose as little as possible with swing trading, you need to focus on picking a good strategy and learning how to read the market next time, rather than worrying about how to earn your money back. If you make smart decisions with swing trading, you will earn all the money back and more, but if you get stuck in vengeance trading, you will end up losing all of your money in the process. As a beginner, there is a lot to learn when it comes to swing trading. Swing trading can take some time and energy, and it is not as easy as you may think when you first get started. But if you learn how to get rid of some of these mistakes and you pick a good strategy to help you out, you are sure to see some great results in no time. Conclusion. Congratulations on making it this far. You deserve some applause because this is a very dense book and its true value is apparent only upon repeated reading. The main cause for this is new traders entering the market with the wrong expectations. Not only do you have to master your strategy, you must crucially master yourself. You need to know yourself inside and out if you are to succeed in this endeavor. You need to put in a lot of work examining your beliefs about money, success, and what you would like in life. Remember, if there's a block in any of this, you will not be successful in trading no matter how good your technical skill is. Take the time to practice first, then get on a demo platform, and only when you consistently make money on demo, go live. Many traders get impatient with this process and push forward as fast as possible. The specter of time is one of the biggest reasons for this. Most people reason that they'll need to become successful traders in the shortest time possible, or they want to be like the other trader who became a millionaire within a year, and so on. Letting go of time limits is one of the first things you need to do. Simply accept it will take however long it has to take, and you will eventually get there. Think of it this way. If you need to get to another town for an important engagement, will you worry about how long it takes to get there? Beyond the initial planning phase, probably not. You'll simply travel to the place, and during your journey, you simply deal with whatever comes. You don't sit there wishing to get there a day earlier or an hour earlier, etc. You might wish for it, but it isn't your overriding concern. You just accept that you arrive whenever it is you arrive. Treat trading in the same manner and stick to the path prescribed in this book. As your skill progresses, you will find suitable tasks to take on to enhance and satisfy your new skill level. Above all else, maintain a balanced, calm mindset and let it guide you forward. This has been Swing Trading, a simplified beginner's guide on swing trading, stock market, Forex and options with strategies, plan, risk, and time management. Learn how to invest money, trade, and swing a big profit. Written by Henry Hill. Narrated by Peter Provaugh. Copyright 2019 by Henry Hill. Production copyright by Henry Hill.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.